Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Andrea Nuremberg is here, too. Andrea is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her. President of the Nuremberg Group, author of so many books on networking, nonstop networking, million-dollar networking, savvy networking. You're starting to get the picture here. She's the networking diva. She's the queen of networking, and she's done more to help us understand the professional discipline of networking than anybody else. She's our good friend, Andrea. Welcome back.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Jim. Always.
It's good to have you back, as always. There's a couple
Thank
of things
you.
That I think about when I think about – a lot of times when people think of networking, their first thought is, okay, I go to a mixer, a chamber mixer. I hang out a little bit after. I sit with different people at the Rotary Club. I hang out with different people. You know, I invite different people to lunch or whatever. I go up to people and say, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? You know, that's networking. But I'd like to go. I know you want to go a little deeper than that today. And I think of two things that I learned from the Bible that I think are appropriate for networking to take it a little deeper. One of them is a term that you can apply a lot of different places, and it's three words, four words, with a glad heart. Whatever you do,
yeah,
do it with a glad heart. And the second thing
that's
is
great.
From Ecclesiastes. I don't remember where that's from. I think it's in many places in the Old Testament especially. But in Ecclesiastes, another one is, cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. Now, if that isn't a networking thought, I don't know what is. What do you think about all that?
I think it's all brilliant, and I agree. And just like what we were talking about before the show started, it's so true. I think of what my father always said, up in heaven, still listening, and I still listen to him every day.
Our show is in heaven. They get it up there, by the way.
Yes, yeah. It is. It's heaven. I know. Give without remembering. Receive without forgetting. Same kind of thing. Just give.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Say
yes.
It again.
I love this. My dad always said it. Give without remembering and receive without forgetting. So just give, because as we know, tomorrow is promised to no one. So when you hesitate, should I say thank you to that person? Should I give that person a compliment? Should I reach out of my way to do it with a glad heart? Do it, because you just never know what type of influence you may have on that person, and you may never get another chance to tell them or to do it. So I say just do it. Remember that old Nike commercial?
That's right.
Do it.
Well, just I do believe that that's a really important and essentially important point right now, because there are times in our day, and I mean every day, when we come in close proximity with someone. And if we would just look at them, if we would just slow down enough to look at them and see what's going on, we would see that there might be something we could do. And it wouldn't be – and a lot of – some people are cautious and anxious about approaching someone. But what I've learned how to do is just to walk up and say, can I help? Is there something I can do to help you? Can I help you? And if they say no, I say, fine, I walk away. But it's amazing how many times
right.
they'll say – yes, can you help me get this at a grocery store?
Yes, absolutely.
A grocery store. Someone's
right.
somebody's in a little one of those little buggies, those electric buggies. They can't reach the top shelf.
Of course not, and they need that, and they're so grateful. And you never know how you impacted their day, because they felt like they were, you know, somebody to help them, and that's the thing. People don't get listened to, they don't get helped, and as we know, it's so simple to lend a helping hand, and as you said, with a glad heart. That's the key.
And when you do those things in your daily life, when you help people with a glad heart, when you look around, what you're doing is you're not paying attention to yourself. You're taking a moment for it not to be all about you. And I'll tell you, that's becoming a little bit of an epidemic these days, this whole selfish thing. But if you can break loose from your beautiful, wonderful self long enough to try to help somebody else, what that does, I think, Andrea, is I think it really sets you up to do a better job when you're actually professionally networking. What do you think?
I agree 100%. And the key thing is, when you said even earlier, very often we think if we go to something or we do something, that's networking. And you know, I've always said the opposite of networking is not working. Every single day, mm-hmm. everywhere you are, you have an opportunity to learn from someone, be a resource, or give. And it's, the world is a huge networking landscape. But if people think, well, it's not work, well, it's about net developing, friendships, connections, and be consistent. You and I are all about consistency. This morning, before our call, I've already walked 3.5 miles and been to the gym.
Show off.
Because I knew.
Show off.
Well, I said I got it. No, I'm not showing off. I'm telling you for a reason. It is a little bit of a show off. You're right.
Yeah, you're showing off.
I'm doing it for a reason. The reason is I asked my walking group yesterday. We walk every morning at 6:30. I said, can we walk at 6 tomorrow? Because I'm going to be on my favorite radio show in Alabama. And I said, I want to make sure we get our walk in, and I would like to go to the gym. And they were like, of course we'll do it. Because why? We do it for each other. Tomorrow another one might say, you do this for me. It's about helping, giving, being consistent. So no matter what you do, be consistent in your networking and your relationship building. You and I always agree on this, don't we?
Well, the thing that I just think that it, when you do things like we're talking about, it's what you're doing, I think, is if you don't know the person, you're doing a little tiny bit to keep the world rotating the right way, to keep the world in order, just a little teeny tiny bit. And if you multiply that by 7 billion people, that's a pretty good world. If you don't know the people, if you know them, if it's somebody you know and you're doing it for them, it could even be a little bit selfish. I've told you off the air. I mean, I'd rather call in a favor. That makes me feel better to call in a favor than it does to ask for one that I haven't paid for yet. That makes
absolutely
me feel better.
Right.
So I'm always looking for an opportunity to help Andrea. So I can, if I ever need her, I can call her up and say, Andrea, I need your website quickly, please.
Yes, NirenbergGroup.com.
All right,
very
so
simple.
Check it out, folks. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blessing, and we'll be right back with Andrea Nirenberg. Stay with us.
So good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.